Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show this morning on this Wednesday. So, how's it going? As usual, life is interesting, isn't it? Yeah. So this is part three of a series I'm doing to help boost your intuition. Part one, we did our journey, The Realm of the Meadow, which is a foundational journey. And so if you haven't listened to part one and two, I'm going to encourage you to do that before you listen to this part three, because it's setting the stage, it's setting up your foundations, and it will help you reinforce your intuition if you do these in order. So today we get to do part three, and we're going to go to an ancient workshop in our imagery. So that is exciting. I almost canceled the show this morning because, well, when I woke up, actually I was up in the night checking too, so we've had a couple of scares with the fire flaring up that we dealt with in May. And this morning, well, when I woke up at 2, it was foggy or smoky out, and it was weird. I kept blinking my eyes thinking that what is going on, but it didn't smell smoky, so I just shut all the windows. And then at 3, my husband had gotten up, and he was spooked, and he went out for a big walk, because it did smell very smoky. I mean, we did have rain yesterday, so that might be why there's all this smoldering fog and mist and smoke, but it is spooky. And actually, that's not even the right word. It's terrifying. Last week when we were on alert again, we were on evacuation notice, and the lovely lady that's taking care of us from Ag Services for our county had called us and told us, and I shared with my neighbors, and I walked out into the pasture and sobbed. I don't even know how to put into words to describe the feeling. You're feeling helpless. You're feeling out of control. And what I really wanted to do is celebrate my son's grade 12 graduation. He worked really hard and ended up being valedictorian, which we were surprised about. There was a 1.25% difference between him and the young lady that was right there with him. And I feel completely bad for her because, I mean, she's been the top for the last couple of years, and he kind of swooped in and took it away. But he still did it. He put in all the hard work, and believe me, there was a lot with school being so shifting and changing. And so I wanted to be celebrating that. But that's not how it went. And isn't that kind of what we've all been dealing with? We're tapping into reserves of resiliency and strength that we may not have known that we have. And I use my spidey senses constantly. And so that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this series right now, because we could use the help, right? It's challenging. It is completely challenging. And we need to feel what we're feeling and deal with it. I've also been thinking a lot about toxic positivity, because there's all those memes coming out on social media, right? And it makes you really think. I am well aware that I've been guilty of it. And I find it interesting because right now I'm so not in the mood for it because I'm scared, right? And it's interesting how when people will say the things to me, and I know I've said them to others, and I'm like, wow, interesting. You know, as you're on this spiritual journey and you do growth and self-awareness, it's interesting. And it's not to make yourself feel guilty. You did the best you could with what you knew, but every time you explore something or learn something new or become more self-aware in some ways, it's good to recognize where you were not in the past, because it also gives you a validation on how far you've come. And we need to, you know, be aware of that, because we can be very, very harsh on ourselves. I've even had someone say a couple of things to me in the last couple of days, and I'm like, I didn't snap at them, or, I mean, I may have rolled my eyes, but I also get where they're coming from, right? People don't know what to do, and they want to try to support you, and me too, right? But right now, that's not what I personally need. I need to rest, I think is what I really need. And so later today, I do have some energy clearing clients, and so I'm going to work on that and watch TV and curl up in a blanket. Unless it gets too hot, I'll figure that out. Luckily, the fog and the mist are lifting, and then I can go for a drive and check on the fire and at least be aware. It's spooky, like I said. And, you know, there's fires raging everywhere, and it's devastating consequences, and I'm scared. I just am. I was really happy that it rained yesterday, and I had to take a family member to an appointment in the city, and that was weird. I haven't been there much, right, because pandemic. Alberta had all its restrictions lifted on July 1st, so now we're able to go. Masks are, depends where you are, because it was a medical appointment. We did wear masks there. We went to one mall, and everybody was masked. We went to another mall, and nobody was, or maybe a third were masked. I mean, nobody knows what the right thing to do is. We've never dealt with this before, and we're all still struggling, and so this is where we have to be gentle with ourselves, but at the same time, feel what you're feeling. I catch myself going for distractions, may or may not have bought a cute pair of shoes this morning because I was a little stressed, but I also was aware, and I could afford the shoes, because that's something we have to be cautious about, right? Overspending to try to fill some sort of void or upset that we're feeling. I mean, it's easy to do, right? It just is easy to do. But this is where self-awareness and knowing why you're doing what you're doing. It's not easy being a human right now. It's stressful. It's uncertain still. And we have to come up with new tools and ways to deal with it all. Again, that's why I'm doing this series on tapping into your inner wisdom, because that is always going to help you, always. I've been having a shungite crystal in my pocket for the last couple weeks. That has helped. It's a protection from negative energies. And yeah, I should actually have it right now because I feel a little uneasy. That has been something that has helped me tremendously. And if you live in my area, I do have them in my store. If you don't live in my area, it is shungite, S-H-U-N-G-I-T-E. It's a black crystal, and it is amazing. It helps keep you grounded so that you can use your spidey senses. Because, you know, the monkey chatter, the mind chatter, I shouldn't call it monkey chatter, but that when your mind chatter is going so fast and buzzy and you can't make sense of it, the shungite will help slow it down, ground your energy so that you can focus. That's what I found it's done for me anyway. I encourage you to check it out if you feel so drawn. Yeah. my sinuses have also been acting up, but that is also because I've made some poor food choices. Self-sabotage happening right there, and we do that, right? We can get so overwhelmed that we just simply care less about ourselves and our well-being. I don't know if that's quite the right words and energy to put it, but that's what it kind of feels like, right? You're like, whatever. I'm going to eat that poutine, even though I know that I'm allergic to the flour and the gravy and those cheese curds, but you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. It's almost like you want to do something or you just give in so that you can blame it on. So I don't know. The energy of it's interesting, and I'm actually trying to untangle it for a thesis I'm writing. Of course, I'm, you know, one of my best examples. And so, yeah, what is your coping mechanisms right now, and are you okay? Like, is it, how is it? Like, what are you doing to cope, and are they healthy, or even becoming aware of what you do to cope that is not so good for you? And honestly, you don't have to change it right this second, but if you can become aware of it, then you can change it when you're in a better mindset or stronger energy. Like I said, when we had last week, when we had the evacuation notice again, I was a mess. I reached out to some magical friends right away because I'm like, I need help. And I was like, sorry, neighbors, I'm focusing on protecting our place. I was tapped out. There was so many things that have happened in the last 2 months that I was tapped out, and I was really hoping for a bit of a reprieve. But what I did find out is that no matter how tapped out I am, I still have an inner strength, and I can still call on all my spidey senses, my protections, and I can still do what I need to do. So yay. It didn't make me weak or vulnerable, because you don't want to be vulnerable, right? I will say this, though. Sure glad I have the energy clearing program. Tomorrow, as long as things don't go crazy, when I did the poll, everybody wants a clearing for negative energy that might be influencing you, and I totally 1,000% get that, because that's what we're all feeling. It was almost unanimous. And so if you haven't signed up before, this is a good one to experience. Make sure you sign up tomorrow and give me permission to clear you, because I cannot clear you without your permission. That's not how it works. I've even had some people be like, well, you're psychic. You should know if you're safe or not. It doesn't work that way for me. I don't see tragedy because I can't handle it, because I would want to rescue, solve, prevent, and that's not the best. I can't. I don't have that capability. That's not how my psychic senses work. I'm more of a coaching and seeing you as you truly are from a divine perspective, and helping you release things that are no longer good for you and understanding yourself. That's my gift. And I'm using it on my own self, understanding why I'm feeling what I'm feeling, and getting some tools happening to be stronger with it, because that's what we want, right? We want to be stronger with it. We want to be able to handle what life is throwing at us. And even though we can, because we do, it can feel so totally overwhelming that we reach for things that are not good for us, right? I mean, society of that kind of thing. So we need to make better choices. Sorry, someone's just calling, so I need to wait until the beeping's done, and then I'll call them back. And become more self-aware. Maybe there's one more beep. All right, I think we're good. And so being in this energy of uncertainty and stress, again, reach for those things that will strengthen you and try to do less of the things that might feel good in the short term but will weaken you. Again, you know I'm always preaching about self-awareness. You can hear my voice is all scratchy because of all the smoke in the air. Good times, good times. I actually was planning on going forest bathing today. I'm totally fascinated by that, by the way. If you don't know what it is, Google it. There's even an Amazon video on Amazon Prime for forest bathing. Totally fascinated. So hopefully the smoke and the everything clears and I can go do that later. We'll see. Okay. So I am going to start the guided meditation earlier these days. Just because I'm going to tap out. I need to go do some self-care and some resiliency work for my own self. And my to-do list is kind of long. And I was talking about being in the city yesterday where everybody, like, it's weird energy because people don't know what they're supposed to be doing. And so I just, before we went into a store or a mall, we just read the doors to see if they were wanted us to wear masks or not. And some places had the signs that said not required but recommended. Some said required. And it's just following, I guess, the guidelines, because I feel bad for the businesses too. This has not been easy. And if you would prefer I wear a mask when I enter your store, I'll do it. I also don't feel like it's against my human rights, because I get where you're coming from. I had to shut down businesses because of this. And I'm cautious of who I let into my energy. Why can't it be the same for them? They're struggling and trying to figure out how to survive this the same as you are. So you don't have to believe in any of this, but I would encourage you to be kind and be respectful. This is weird times. We're all in it, though. Okay. So, because I like patterns and numbers, so we're 20 minutes in, and I'm going to start our guided imagery. So I'm just going to give you a minute to, like, shake up your energy, get a drink if you need, and then we'll start. Okay. I'd like you to become aware of your breathing for a few moments. And as you begin to settle more comfortably into the solid support beneath you, take 3 big deep breaths. And on one of those breaths, you'll know when your eyes will close. 3 big deep breaths now. Breathing in calm, releasing stress. And as your normal, natural rhythm of breathing continues, remain focused on the sound of my voice as all the other sounds begin to drift into the background, because they're unimportant for you to pay attention to. They can only take you deeper. And even though you may drift away from the sound of my voice, you'll sense when to come back to it in an easy and effortless way. At this point, your concentration draws to your feet, you begin to visualize and imagine. You're walking in a place that's very beautiful and serene. And with every breath you take, you give yourself permission to send this comforting through your legs, from the toes into your heels, your ankles, knees, and your thighs. You become aware of a comfortable sensation in your legs as you walk through the beauty of this place. Feeling comfortable, feeling safe. Feel what you feel, see what you see, know what you know, hear what you hear. With every breath, you begin to sense the air around you, a gentle something that sends a warm and nurturing sensation all around your body, from your thighs, hips, your stomach area, and through the solar plexus. You begin to become more comfortable as a deep inner calm begins to form. Feeling grounded, feeling safe. You continue to feel even more calm as this comfortable sensation moves through your chest, as you breathe easily and effortlessly, making your way through this place that is very peaceful and secure for you. As you notice the sounds around you, as you listen, the beauty of where you are speaks to you in a special way. Your head, neck, and shoulders begin to release into comfort. And in a moment or two, you begin to imagine choosing a particular spot in this beautiful place of yours to recline and rejuvenate into an even deeper comfort. And with every breath you take, your comfort now seems to double, having made that decision. Feel what you feel. The warmth and gentle something of the air seems to wrap itself around you even more, as though there is a wholehearted agreement about the spot in your place that you are reaching out to with your arms, your hands and fingers, as they touch what is there, comfortable and easy. And you become aware of the textures as you imagine settling into the comfort that awaits you. And just allow for this time to connect to the beauty and peacefulness that is here for you. All you have to do is breathe. Just breathe. Simply and with ease and comfortably allowing. In a moment, when I count backwards from 5 to 0, you'll feel yourself become even more deeply connected to this spot at 0. And now 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deeply, deeply relaxed. The door of your imagination opens. And you walk a path that takes you into the unknown woods. All of your senses begin to heighten. Feel what you feel. See what you see. Hear what you hear, and know what you know. And as you go forward, the path takes a turn and goes down into a valley where you have never been before. Notice what you notice. There is something to make for your journey ahead. And along this wooded path, you discover an ancient workshop. A sign says, "Welcome," and the door is wide open. The friendly shopkeeper is the guardian of this place. Everything of all sorts is in this beautiful workshop. What do you see as you walk around the shop and take it all in? How does it feel to be in this workshop? What do you notice? What feels important? As you continue exploring, you notice there's tools, there's materials, and projects all around you. What else do you notice? What do you go make for your journey? I'm going to give you a few minutes to go work on that. What did you have to do to create your project? How do you feel about it? As you wrap up creating your project, notice what you notice. Feel what you feel. Hear what you hear. When you feel your project is ready, and you can pause this and continue working on your project if you don't feel it's quite ready, that will work. And then, when you feel your project is ready, continue on your journey. Notice what happens next. And for now, while the images fade, reinforce the positives about this inner focusing and allow the conscious and subconscious to work together harmoniously for you, within you, and about you. And at zero, we're going to wrap this up now. Thank the friendly guardian for sharing his workshop space. Knowing that you can come back to this ancient workshop whenever you feel you need to enhance your focus and creativity. And you will surprise yourself with the projects you make here that will help you in your life. Again, we're going to reinforce the positives about this inner focusing and allow the conscious and subconscious to work together harmoniously. At zero and at one, with a deep cleansing breath in, we begin to come up and out. Two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake. Eyes open, wide awake. How did that feel? It was interesting to me what I created. Yeah. Did you surprise yourself with something created for you? Remember, there's no rules. This is your journey. Whatever happens is meant to happen. You got this. All right. Well, I am going to wrap up the show now, because I am going to go for a drive and check on the fire situation and then check on my animals. So I'm going to send you all a hug. And again, if you're feeling edgy, nervous, uncertain, I'm going to encourage you to find a shungite. It will help you. And do your best to stay grounded and feel what you're feeling and let it flow through and become aware of your distractions. Yeah, I'm speaking to my own self on that one. So again, sending you all a big hug, and I'm wishing you a wonderful rest of the week.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.